And tonight, Pip will be there to support Ruth when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock. Murder in Mumbai in our drama next, and on television next week, we'll explore India by rail.
On BBC Two.
We are here, the Victorian Gothic Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus.
Dan Snow, Anita Rani and Robert Llewellyn explore the everyday miracle that is Mumbai's railway network.
Trains coming in and out of this station carry the same amount of people every day as use the entire UK rail network in just one city.
Where more than 1,500 trains use its 18 platforms daily.
We'll be going behind that beautiful facade as we've got access to every area of the station.
The world's busiest railway 2015, part of the India season, starts next Monday at 9 p.m. on BBC Two and BBC Two HD.
And on Radio 4, we've the return of Undercover Mumbai, our police drama series set in India. Former police officer Alia Khan is in jail for murder, having uncovered a political scandal. But could her fortunes be about to change?
State your name for the record, please.
Alia Khan.
Can you once again take us through the events that transpired on the night of September 14th, 2013?
I went to Commissioner Kriplani's house to confront him for the murder of DCP Zafar Ali Khan. My father.
Did you go with the intention of killing him?
No. I just wanted him to confess, and then things got out of hand. He tried to throw me off the balcony. We were on the 15th floor.
You are free to go.
What?
Here is the court order. Pushpa!
Oh!
Madam le bahar gaya.
But how?
This way, madam.
The CCTV from the commissioner's house was found. It corroborates with your story.
And where was this footage for the last 2 years?
You are free to go, so go. Alia, you may think you're entitled to get your job back. Some people in the department might even hire you out of some sense of loyalty, but things will never be the same for you. You killed one of us. No one will let you forget that.
Thank you, Inspector Siddiqui. But what makes you think I want my job back? Huh?
Believe it?
Try not to miss me.
Tell them I'm innocent too.
Chal, heroine.
Aur didi, ab kya?
Huh?
Are what now?
I don't know.
Everybody wants to be free in the world, huh? But it's not so easy. You will see. Chala, see you soon again.
Undercover Mumbai by Aisha Menon.
Only one lift, so the staff use the staircase. But don't worry, you'll get used to climbing up and down. It keeps us fit. Look at me. How old do you think I am? 45. Do I look 45?
No.
Jamal.
Good morning, manager sir.
Good morning. Did you deliver the paracetamol to room number 22?
Done, sir.
Good, good. Meet Alia, our new receptionist. And this is Jamal, our porter.
Welcome to Viewpoint Hotel.
Anything you need, you can contact Jamal. He's our best man. Actually, he's our only man. You see, at Viewpoint Hotel, we believe in minimal staff and maximum impact.
We had promised when we were elected that we would bring about more transparency in this system.
Blasted politicians.
And we have delivered that.
They're all bloody liars.
Is that can be quantified? Is that something that you have to understand that to implement the zero tolerance policy, the Anti-Corruption Bureau, it
could
has been
take
given
your promises and shove them up your...
Powers.
Oh, we are working I'm sorry, Ms. Alia.
That has always been my problem.
Are you interested in politics?
No, not really.
Life is about politics, Miss Alia. But I understand. My wife is the same. Too gentle a soul to understand this cruel world. Are, eat, they can wait.
No, it's okay, I'm done anyway, Jamal, I'll check.
Yeah, that's right. Take your time. I've only been here 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, ma'am. How can I help you?
There's a room booked for me.
Under what name?
Radha Marcus.
Hello. Welcome to Viewpoint Hotel. Any bags, ma'am?
Do you see any bags?
Here are your keys, ma'am.
Shall I show you to your room?
No.
Sunglasses at night? Who does she think she is? Aishwarya Rai?
You're leaving?
Yes, it is my son's birthday. I bought him a train, but maybe he's too old for that. Do you have family, Miss Alia?
How long are you planning to work at that hotel?
I don't know.
But isn't there something else you want to do? You can publish a book about your experiences in prison, give talks, help people.
I don't want to help people, Mrs. Gomes. I just want to be...
Be what?
Nothing. I just want to be nothing and do nothing.
Okay.
Who's this?
Mr. Mesquita from Silver Lake Cottage. Hitting the bottle at 85. What did he expect?
Well, at least he enjoyed his life.
Falling down the stairs after drinking like a fish is not my idea of enjoyment. All that formalin and I can still smell the rum.
I'm going to my room. Mrs. Gomes, thank you for letting me stay here again.
You were never just my tenant, Alia. That has always been your room. And I knew you'd come back. Come on, Mesquita, you old bugger. Let's give you a haircut.
Good morning, Miss Alia.
You're here early, Jamal. How was your son's birthday?
Very good. I left some cake for you at the desk. Enjoy.
What about the flowers?
For you, Miss Alia.
You bought me flowers.
Not me. They were delivered this morning. See, there is a card also.
Oh.
Strange picture. Why is her hair standing up like that? I don't understand modern art at all.
The best view is from where you can gaze at eternity. Come and see.
Someone playing games with you, Miss Alia?
Mathur sir doesn't like anyone coming up here. That door hasn't been opened in...
It's open.
Huh?
Kaun hai? Who is here? Speak up now or...
Yalla. Who has done this?
Jamal, call the police.
Hey, sambhalo, sambhalo. Crime scene hai, boss.
No, sir.
Forensics wala kidhar
hai?
What the hell? Good morning, Ratna ma'am.
It's not a good morning, Yamraj. When I get woken up early, it's never a good morning.
Evidence bag leke aana.
Who found her?
Receptionist. And the porter.
Tell me.
Multiple blows to the body. Stab wounds, cuts, burning.
And?
And she was hung upside down from the water pipe.
I can see that, Yamraj. Tell me what I cannot see.
They cut off her eyelids before they tortured her.
Eyes without eyelids. Sick, yaar. What else?
She had a black eye when she checked in.
Who are you?
A receptionist. Come here. What did you say?
She checked in last night wearing sunglasses, but I saw she had a black eye. Maybe she had a boyfriend who beat...
Listen, Chokri. See what I'm wearing? Police uniform. Huh? What does that mean? I will say who I think did this. Not you. Hi, Amraj. Bring the body down.
Hey, chalo re.
What?
You just spat on a crime scene.
Hey, listen, Miss...
Khan. Huh? Alia Khan.
Miss Alia Khan. Former Inspector Alia Khan.
Look, there are many back doors in the unused wing. The hotel owns it and the owner doesn't have the finances to do it up. People come and go. We have no control. I'm just the manager and I will not be questioned like a criminal.
I just asked you your name.
I see. Virendra Mathur, manager.
And what about the cameras? Where can I get the footage?
They're dummies, Inspector. Reduces the risk of crime.
Yes, that's worked very well for you, na? Go.
Do your work.
Amraj, get me the guests. One by one.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, Inspector Shinde. My shift is over, but I presume you need me for some questioning or something.
Come in. Alia Khan. So, you've been out of jail for less than 3 months and already murder has knocked on your door.
Sometimes you have uninvited guests.
You went to the rooftop after reading this.
Yes.
You're coming to the station with me.
In my opinion, it's some kind of ritualistic killing.
But why did she go to the roof?
Don't know, ma'am. Maybe to meet someone.
Why don't we ask Inspector Khan? Oh, I'm sorry. It's just Khan now, right? I'm sure you have some insight into the matter. Huh?
You're Alia Khan?
Yes.
I won 800 rupees because of you. We had a bet at the station whether they would release you or not. My odds were good.
I'm happy for you.
I'm Junior Inspector Yamraj Kohli.
Yamraj?
Yes.
Like the god of death?
Yes, ma'am. My father must have loved me so much to give me such a name.
So?
Well, she was drugged in her room and then dragged to the rooftop.
How do you know?
The marks on the back of her shoes were consistent with her being dragged up a flight of stairs without a struggle.
Wow, bhai, wow. Huh? Aren't we lucky to have the great mind of Alia Khan working on our behalf?
What? That card that came with the flowers, can I see it again?
Here.
No, it's police evidence.
Okay, look at the picture. I thought it was a woman with her hair standing up.
It is.
Turn it around.
It's a woman hanging upside down. Like the victim.
What is he trying to tell us?
Hey, there's no us, okay? You are a suspect in my investigation. Close that file, Yamraj. We don't discuss cases in front of civilians. Hande!
You!
Back so soon? Killed another police officer already.
Good to see you as always, Inspector Siddiqui.
In here. So the victim checked in under the name of Radha Marcus?
Yes.
What kind of a name is that? Huh? And why did you not check her for her ID?
Sacha?
Yes, sir.
Tell me you have something.
I'm following leads, Senior Inspector, sir.
What leads?
She was drugged in her room and then dragged to the roof. When I saw the marks on the back of her shoe, I knew immediately.
Good. At least you're thinking. What else?
The receptionist claims some flowers led her to the body.
Receptionist?
Yeah. She's your boss.
Alia?
Hello, Senior Inspector Desai, sir.
I wanted to come see you when you were, you know, but people in the department wouldn't have liked me to.
I understand.
And what now? You were working as a receptionist?
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
Lunch.
No, no, you are not having lunch. No one will eat or drink or breathe till we find the killer.
But sir...
Close your dabba.
Sir...
Close it now. You didn't get the email?
Email?
The victim is Shaina Patel, daughter of the police commissioner.
Oh.
Now do you understand the urgency? The press will be breathing down my neck.
Got it, boss.
Now, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Just think before you answer. Should I put Siddiqui in charge of this?
What?
I don't know if you can, you know...
Please, boss. I don't need Siddiqui. I'll catch the guy.
How do you know it's a guy? Don't assume, Ratna. I've told you this many times. Don't assume.
Yes, boss.
Alia, come to my office before you leave.
Sir.
You know where it is?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You were banging Desai when you worked here or what? What's so funny?
Back early? Only for some time. I'm on night shift at the hotel today.
Why they make women do night duty, I'll never understand. Just yesterday, there was another rape case at Bazaar Road.
I can take care of myself, Mrs. Gomes.
I don't like it. Coming home at all odd hours and then going jogging at the break of dawn. What is all this for?
I've got to keep my mind occupied, stay fit.
No, you need to...
Welcome back.
Listen
and
to this.
Our breaking news story for today. Shaina Patel, daughter of the Commissioner of Police and final year student at Mountbatten College, was found brutally murdered on a hotel rooftop in South Mumbai.
What is this country coming
to? Her boyfriend, Dhruv Kumar, also a student at the college.
I feel sorry for her family. And that hotel where she was found. Good luck to them continuing their business with this mess going on.
Mrs. Gomes, do you know which hotel she was found at?
No, the reporters didn't say, but... Oh, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, Alia, don't tell me. No, 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 no. You are not going back there. I won't allow it.
Hello, reception.
Yes, I'm calling from room 72 and have a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
What is this noise?
What kind of noise, ma'am?
This ding.
Ding? Okay, ma'am, I'll send the porter to have a look. Jamal? Jamal?
Yes, Miss Alia?
Room 72 called about some noise that's disturbing them.
She called before also. I checked. There's no noise.
See? What did I tell you? Nothing here sounds like bells. Must be bells ringing in our head.
Listen. Careful, Jamal. You'll trip over the police tape.
Why have they taped her room when it happened on the roof?
Look at the marks on the carpet here. Come. So she was dragged up here. You see where the dust has been disturbed? And then he stopped here and rested. He was tired. That tells us something.
What?
And then he pulled her up here and... He sets up the rope, hangs her by her feet, and then he waits.
For what?
For the drug to wear off. He wanted her awake when he tortured her.
Why cut off her eyelids?
Maybe he wanted her to see something, to gaze at eternity, like the note said. Even in death, he wanted her to see.
They say the eyes are the windows to the soul, na, Miss Alia? Maybe he wanted to see her eyes. Right till the end. To see that exact moment when the soul is lifted away and there is nothing left.
Jamal, that's frightening.
Sorry, Miss Alia. I'm a crime novel fan. You know Pathak Sudhir series? Amazing collection. Sorry, I got carried away. But you also seem to have an interest in all this. How is that, Miss Alia?
Hey, Alia Khan. Being a receptionist requires you to be fit or what?
Am I under surveillance?
Are you going to stop?
What do you want?
You said the girl had a black eye. Straight away you asked about her boyfriend. Right? Her father could have hit her.
Unlikely. Fathers would slap, push, shake. Not punch, not like that.
The boyfriend, Dhruv. He and Shaina were fighting. Someone saw him punch her.
So?
He's the son of a home minister. She was the commissioner of police's daughter. Powerful families. Getting anyone to talk is difficult.
Maybe you're asking the wrong people.
Who should I ask?
I thought police officers weren't supposed to discuss cases with civilians.
Get in.
Why?
Please.
Why aren't you in uniform?
I'm going to the college. It's where all the rich kids go. Desai doesn't want a scandal with the police charging in. Sirens, lathis and all that. He wants me to...
be discreet?
Yeah.
So what do you need me for?
You notice things.
What?
You notice things that I don't. Can't. That I... just don't, okay? And I really need to solve this case. Look. A 21-year-old girl has been murdered. Girls all over India are being molested, raped and murdered because of sick bastards who think they are weaker. We women who can do something about it should do it, na? I have an appointment with the principal. Just come with me and listen.
Stop the car.
Huh?
Just stop.
What is it?
Look. I can't do this, all right?
Look, Alia. You killed the commissioner of police. And now the new commissioner's daughter is found dead at your hotel. Are you telling me the press won't make a connection? You think they'll leave you alone? We have a few minutes before we have to meet the principal. I'll make some inquiries and come back.
Adrak wali chai, plain chai.
भैया एक अदरक वाली
चाय. अदरक वाली चाय ले लो मैडम, हमारा स्पेशल.
दीदी.
हाँ.
दीदी इधर आओ.
एक मिनट.
इधर आओ
मैडम. चाय. Don't drink tea from that fellow.
Why?
He scratches nicely in all areas and then puts tea powder in the pot with the same hands. Come, have some sugarcane juice. I'll make it fresh, huh? It's anyway better than chai on Sundays like this, huh?
Today is Friday.
It's so hot, Didi. So every day is a Sunday to me only.
What's your name?
Bala.
Have you been here long, Bala?
Every day, since I was 16 years old. By the way, this stall is the most popular stall in the college. Huh? So, what will you have? Pav bhaji, dahi vada, samosa?
Just the juice, thanks.
Just the juice.
Bala?
Huh?
Do you know about the girl who died?
Huh? Shaina Didi. She used to come here all the time.
Oh. Who were her friends?
There were always four of them. Stuck to each other like overcooked rice.
Who?
Her boyfriend, Dhruv. College ka star athlete he is. Then there's Meenakshi, her best friend. By the way, this Miss Meenakshi, she's a very religious person. Then there is Mr. Faisal, class topper, chess champion. He also comes and gives me science lessons sometimes. An intelligent fellow.
So, they eat here a lot?
Almost every day, Didi. Yeah.
You must have heard a lot of their conversations.
I don't poke my nose in others' business, Didi. Mm. But you know how people share information when they feel...
Alia, time to see Principal Pandey.
Sorry, thanks, Bala.
Chalo.
Such an awful tragedy. She was a bright one. A beautiful rare bird. A song in her heart. Wanting to break free. Flying, soaring. In a way, I blame myself.
Why?
Shaina seemed distracted lately. Her teachers brought it to my notice. She was not performing as well as normal. I should have done something.
You can't blame yourself.
No, I suppose I can't. We must forge ahead, mustn't we? Doing our best, molding our young breed, shaping the minds of the future leaders of India.
So, can we conduct our investigation here?
What if I said no?
We are the police. We can do this with or without your permission.
But of course, I have no reason to refuse. Why would I? I want to get to the bottom of this just as much as you do.
Good. Write a list. Teachers and students we should talk to about Shaina.
Now?
Now.
But...
Yes.
May I ask how you intend to...
Intend to what?
Well, we are one of the most highly respected colleges in the country. I'm the guardian of its reputation. A scandal
would absolutely... A girl has been murdered and you are worried about your reputation.
What she means is, sir, that we'll try our best to blend in.
Thank you. You see, when things like this happen, we must protect our students from the press. Mm-hmm. That is of the utmost importance to us.
I don't trust him. Pervert Salah. Did you see all those pictures of children on his desk?
Those are his own children, Ratna.
How do you know?
Hang on. He said things.
Huh?
He said when things like this happen. Has something happened at the college before? Something that he tried to keep from the press?
Ah, yeah, yeah. There was an incident here 3 years ago. 5 random students were kidnapped. Their left index finger was chopped off. They were found the next day with no memory of what happened.
And did the police ever find the culprit?
No. 1 minute. Yamraj, Mountbatten College. Finger chopping case 2012. Huh. Get the file.
Excuse me. You are the police, right?
Why do you say that?
I come from a family of policemen and lawyers, so I just know. Have you come about Shaina?
Yeah. What's it to you?
I'm Shaina's best friend, Meenakshi.
Oh, we're so sorry. Hey, are you okay?
How could anyone do that? What they said he did, is it true?
Who said it was a he?
I prayed for answers. You know, I thought God would guide me. When I found out what Shaina was doing...
What was she doing?
It's my fault. I did this.
Meenakshi, come on. What are you saying?
I need to tell someone, Faisal.
Please excuse her. She's in shock. Come on.
Hey! Let her say what she wants to say.
It's nothing.
I told Dhruv. I told him what Shaina was doing.
You mean she was having an affair?
She was?
Yes.
Who was the guy?
We don't know. Come on. Come on.
Wait, Meenakshi. Do you think Dhruv killed Shaina?
He couldn't have.
Why not?
He was with us when she was murdered. Right?
Right.
And how do you know when she was murdered?
Just tell them, Faisal.
We were following her, all right? All of us. We saw her go into the hotel. And then we went to Meenakshi's, we drank, we fell asleep.
So Dhruv didn't leave at any point that night?
No, no one left. Tell them.
No one left.
Where can we find Dhruv? Dhruv Kumar, I'm Inspector Shinde, this is Alia Khan.
So, What do you want me to do about that?
Get off the machine.
I have 12 minutes left. Bitch, what's your problem?
No, Ratna. You know what my problem is? Disrespectful, stupid bastards like you whose parents should have thrashed them long time ago. Ratna, stop it.
You're calling me stupid? My father is the Home Minister, Inspector Shinde.
Does that make you smart?
No, but it makes you look very stupid.
Look, we only want to ask you a couple of questions, all right?
I'll talk to you, not her.
Be my guest. I'll wait outside.
Look, I know this must be very painful for you.
Miss Khan, I've trained in boxing, martial arts. I'm used to pain.
So Shaina's death, it means nothing to you?
Faisal told me you know about the affair. So why don't you just ask if I did it?
If I ask, you'll say you didn't.
I'd say it because it's true. We were having problems, yeah. She wanted a man who would spoil her, buy her nice things. I don't waste my money on flowers and crap like that.
So she found someone who would?
She suddenly started wearing expensive jewelry. We fought. I followed her, saw her going into hotels.
Who was she meeting?
How could he not know who she was meeting? He was following her.
He didn't kill her, though.
Don't tell me you believe his alibi. His friends were lying, Alia.
Oh, but the person who killed her dragged her body up the stairs. He didn't carry her. So he was strong, but not as strong as Dhruv.
Yamraj! Get in!
Namaste, Ratna ma'am, Alia ma'am.
Did you get it?
Yes. It's all here. Five students, seemingly unconnected. Kidnapped at different times. Left index finger chopped off.
There must be some connection.
They were all 18 years of age. That was the only thing.
And what's this? Methapropetol.
It's the liquid anesthetic that was found in their bloodstreams.
Was one of the kidnapped students Meenakshi Kotwal?
Yes, ma'am. How did you know?
She had a dupatta wrapped around her left hand. Like it was something that she was in the habit of doing.
Ha, bolo. Acha. Ha, coming. Ratna ma'am, we have to go to the crime scene.
Why?
Home Minister Sharad Kumar, he's there.
What does he want?
I want her mobile phone and I want it now.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kumar, her mobile was not found.
I don't want to talk to her. Who is the one running this investigation?
Poocho zara.
I am, sir.
What do you have so far? Tell me.
Well, Home Minister Sahab, the thing
you
is...
You listen to me, Inspector. You will not question my son Dhruv like he's some kind of a criminal, okay? Not during election time. So you will find that Shaina's killer, that monster, that bastard, and I want to be the first to hear his name. Do you understand that? Huh?
Bastard. But you know, Ratna, it is strange. Who doesn't have a mobile phone these days? The bells. Do you have Shaina's phone number?
Yeah, it's in the file. Here.
Dial it.
It's ringing.
Come on. It was in the laundry basket in the corridor.
Huh?
The police had cordoned off the area. The cleaners couldn't move it for 48 hours.
How do you know?
A guest on the same floor complained about a noise.
It's here.
Look through the blanket covers.
Oh God, this stinks.
The hotel business is a dirty business.
Oh yeah? You should try police work.
Got it. It was definitely an affair. Different hotel names, room numbers.
But all from different unstored numbers. Maybe she was a prostitute.
Look at the style of all the messages, Ratna. Brief, same short forms. It's the same person using different numbers.
Give me the phone.
Check the sent folder.
I was just going to do that. One message. I'm going to tell.
Miss Alia?
Oh, hi Jamal.
Mathur Saab is getting angry. He's asking, are you still working here or what?
Tell him I'll be here tomorrow. I have an afternoon shift. I'll be here.
Alia, can I ask you something? Too much makeup?
Well,
be honest, huh?
No, just right.
I want her to look as lovely as she did on her wedding day.
I'm sure she does, Mrs. Gomes.
So, are you helping the police?
No. Yes. I don't know.
It's who you are, Alia. This police work, it's in your blood.
I don't want it. I just want to...
to work at some dirty hotel. By the way, I saw her body today.
Whose?
The murdered girl. Prakash at the coroner's office and I go back a long way.
You went out of interest?
Professional curiosity. Poor girl. The methapropital in her system was so minute that she must have only been drugged 10 minutes. She felt all the pain that he inflicted on her.
The what? The methapropital?
Yes. It's an anesthetic.
Is it common?
What, dear?
The drug. Is it common?
No. Very uncommon.
Ratna, we need to trace this drug, methapropital. It's very rare, so if you find out where the killer is getting it...
Forget the drug, yaar. I've got it.
What?
Look.
What's this?
I have dyslexia. I was writing the Home Minister's name, Sharad Kumar. Yamraj corrected it.
So?
What else do you get if you jumble up the letters in his name? Sharad Kumar.
Radha Marcus.
Yes! It was him! See, she was sleeping with the Home Minister, her boyfriend's father.
No, wait. So he booked a room under an anagram of his own name and then killed her?
No. You're right, it's not him. It's so obvious. He framed his father.
Dhruv?
Yes. He was angry his father was sleeping with his girlfriend. He books a room under that name to implicate his father.
It's not Dhruv.
Why are you being such a bitch, Alia?
What?
You shoot down everything I say. Are you trying to stop me from solving this case?
Why would I try to stop
you? You thought you were better than me. Now I have all the answers and you don't have nothing.
Fine. You've got it all figured out. Go. Arrest Dhruv.
Ratna, ma'am, I was just going through the interviews and you're leaving.
Let her go. She needs to return to her job and we need to return to ours.
Miss Alia, you started eating without me, huh?
I'm sorry, Jamal. I got hungry.
Good to see you eating. You need a strong stomach for this hotel business. Now, you must try this paratha. My wife makes the best paratha you will ever eat in your home.
See you over there, sir. Stop! Police. Jamal Hassan?
Yes?
You are under arrest for the murder of Shaina Patel. Cuff him.
Arre, wait.
Chodo mujhe.
This is a mistake.
Chalo.
Jack,
I'm telling you. Miss Alia.
Jamal?
He said he left at 8 p.m. that night.
Yes, it was his son's birthday.
Then why did the cleaner and another guest claim to have seen him on the 7th floor at 10:30?
Ratna ma'am. You have got to see this.
Where are we going?
7th floor. Bedsheet closet.
Sick bastard. Is that his uniform?
Yes.
Take the mattress. I'm sure his DNA is all over it.
Yes, ma'am.
And what do we have here? I see. He's made a peephole. What room is behind this wall?
It's a It's the executive suite.
Looks like Jamal did a lot of viewing from here, huh?
The eye looking at the view. That's the connection. He was obsessed with looking. We've got you, you bastard.
Good. Good. Good work, team. And special thanks to Inspector Shinde. I'm sure that you will go on to be a great asset to the team.
Absolutely. Yes. Congratulations.
Well done. Well done.
Desai, sir.
What?
IDTV News. Now.
And welcome back for our breaking news story. We are investigating a series of phone calls, allegedly, between the Home Minister Sharad Kumar and Police Commissioner K.R. Patel. In these conversations, again allegedly, Kumar is heard promising Patel a place in government in exchange for sexual favors from his daughter, Shaina. Could this be connected to her murder?
Ratna, are you sure that we have the right man?
Patel refused to comment, but this is what Minister Kumar
yes,
had to say earlier.
Yes,
yes, sure.
This has all been doctored by the opposition. You will hear about it in a press statement very soon.
I'm going to take legal action against the opposition, sir. These are tough times for my family. Please do not...
Elections just round the corner. Could these allegations affect the chances of Minister Kumar, who was a sure shot to be re-elected this year? To answer that question, with me, political analyst Mabel.
What are you doing, Alia?
Nothing.
You're not permitted to browse the internet. We have to be strict with the employees now.
I understand. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. I'm going home now.
Good night.
Good night. Viewpoint Hotel, how can I help you?
How do you like my work? Am I doing all right?
Hello?
I'm interested to know what you think. Am I good enough?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My installation on the roof.
Who is this?
That's all some of us have after all. Our art. To change the world.
What you did to Shaina, you think that's art?
It was not my best work. But when you go to the roof, you'll see. I'm getting better.
What have you done?
Go. Take the phone with you. I want to be with you when you see. Are you there? Can you see him? Look at the way he's been marked. Each nail exactly 1 inch away from the other. Is that not art? Shouldn't the whole world see this?
Why are you doing this? What do you want from these students?
This is not about them, Alia. It's about us, you, and me.
Undercover Mumbai by Aisha Menon. The part of Alia is played by Prerna Chawla. Ratna, Shivani Tangsale. Jamal, Kenny Desai. Mrs. Gomes, Radhika Mittal. Yamraj, Abhay Mahajan. Senior Inspector Desai, Rajat Kapoor. Inspector Siddiqui, Adhir Bhatt. The Hotel Manager, Joy Sengupta. Shaina Patel, Pritika Chawla. Principal Pandey, Saurabh Adeshir. Meenakshi, Ratnabali Bhattacharji, Faisal Prashant Prakash, Dhruv Neil Bhupalam, Bala Prabhal Punjabi, and the Home Minister by Sachit Puranik. Music was by Sasha Putnam. Undercover Mumbai is produced by Nadir Khan and directed by John Dryden. It is a Goldhawk Essential production for BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. It's been confirmed that one of at least 20 people killed in a bomb attack in Thailand was a British woman who lived in Hong Kong. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, said he was deeply saddened by the news. Thai police have released video footage of a man in a yellow T-shirt whom they believe carried out the bombing at a Hindu shrine in Bangkok. Scotland's most senior Catholic Archbishop, Philip Tartaglia, has offered a profound apology to the victims of child abuse within the church. It follows the publication of an independent review which spent 2 years investigating how abuse allegations were handled. The apology came during a mass at St Andrew's Cathedral in Glasgow.
I would like to assure the survivors of abuse that the Catholic bishops of Scotland are shamed and pained by what you have suffered. We say sorry. We ask forgiveness.
The former Labour leader, Lord Kinnock, has warned the party against making a self-indulgent decision about its next leader. He urged the party to look outside itself and focus on winning the votes of a doubting public. The UK's Oil and Gas Authority has announced 27 new locations around England where licences to drill for oil and gas will be offered to companies later this year. A further 132 blocks of land will be assessed further to see if they might also be granted permission. The veteran anti-apartheid campaigner Archbishop Desmond Tutu is back in hospital in South Africa for the second time this month. His daughter said the 83-year-old was being treated for an inflammation. BBC News.
When Field Marshal Arthur Wellesley defeated Napoleon 200 years ago, which tunes might have been in his head? We'll explore the music he loved in the Duke of Wellington's playlist in half an hour. First on BBC Radio 4, here's Tom Holland with all the latest that's making history.
Hello. Today, we're climbing the property ladder, 1920s style.